The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Let's talk about dating. So, lots of you may be out there on the dating scene, navigating not a dog kissing, but other types of kissing and social cues and dating apps and swiping left and right and what have you. But what about people who are getting back onto that scene after a few years hiatus, maybe while married, now divorced? Frances Kelleher is with me, life coach and dating expert. Frances, I'd wager some people dread going back onto the dating scene.
How are you, Kieran? Yes, they do. And it can be hard when you've had a break from it. You feel a bit rusty. Your social skills might be down a bit. I mean, this happened after COVID when people only had the apps, you know, to talk to people on, and they weren't meeting people in real life. So the only way really is to just take baby steps. You don't have to take 10 steps out of your comfort zone. So what I advise people is, first of all, know it's a numbers game. The more numbers you get in, the higher chance you have of meeting somebody. And consistency is a superpower. You have to do things every day to get yourself out of your comfort zone and be able to meet that special person. So I say do three things every day that will get you nearer your goal, be it joining an app, reading two pages a night, just two pages, doesn't have to be two chapters, a night of a dating book, and, you know, hiring a coach, or, you know, moving forward with your goal. So that's all you need to do. And know that things don't change, you know, between men and women. Attraction is built the same way that it's always been built. You just need practice.
But does the context of meeting people change as you get older? So most of us will have kind of met our significant other in the pub. But if you're in your 50s or 60s post-divorce, is that still the kind of the prime kill zone?
Great question. No. So really, to be honest, Kieran, everybody is online now. I use the example of like selling a house. Before, you might go and, you know, put it up in a notice board and done stores and, you know, go to Super Value. Now you go to Daft if you want to sell your house. That's where people are. That's where the eyeballs are on the houses. It's the same with dating. Even 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds are on the apps. So the pool gets smaller when you get older and people are, you know, with their own families. They're not going out to the pub. That scene has died a lot of the time in that age group, that you wouldn't be going out, obviously, every weekend, and you wouldn't have friends to go out with. So I say to people, do everything. Go to everything you're invited to. That will, you know, extend your network, and you'll meet new people and they will introduce you to new people. So get out as much as you can. I always joke saying, you know, they're not like Santa. Your partner isn't going to come down the chimney to you. You have to go out and take massive action and be on the apps. I advise be on three apps, but only pay for two for the minimum amount of time. So you can see if you like the app. You can see you're getting results from the app. Tinder is on fire at the minute for anybody who's out there. If they just want to choose one app, if they're taking baby steps, Tinder is on fire. It used to be just the fun app, the hookup app. If you're over 25, you were too old for it. That day's gone. Everybody's on it from every age group.
So can you, if you're kind of a 60-year-old divorcee, can you kind of filter the people who are appearing on it so you're not looking at all these 20-somethings?
You can't, like, you can. What I say is meet...
Oh, sorry, I'm making assumptions there. Maybe if you're a 60-year-old divorcee, you want to get your hands in the 20-something. Nothing wrong with that.
That too, Pete, I say it, it's not about the age. It's about the soul connection. You need three things for a long-term lasting relationship. Friendship, they've got to be your best friend. You need the chemistry. You have to have the spark, and shared values. Shared values is very important. So, yeah, you can filter it out. You can put the age group you're looking for. Bumble, as far as I know, is the only one who has a limit on the age group. You can't go younger than 14 years younger, but there are, you know, the other apps, I'm sure, and even in real life, people are meeting people that are way younger than them, are way older than them. It's a personal choice. It's about the soul connection. But the more people you meet and the more open-minded you are, the higher chance you have of meeting that person.
How often, Frances, when you're speaking to people, do you realise that actually it's not so much the dating maybe that they're nervous about, it's the consequence of dating or meeting somebody and kind of being conscious of little ears being present and all of that, you know, they've maybe shared the same bed with the same person for 30 years. And that's kind of what they're actually more nervous about than going out and trying to meet people.
The three things that I see the most with every age group, it's amazing. there are three things: lack of confidence, fear of maybe getting their heart broken again, you know, something like that, like you've just said, that they've had that person in their life and they're afraid of the new thing or the new person. And number three, you know, lack of emotional intelligence, that they don't know, they don't have a strategy.
Well, I was talking about sex, actually, Frances.
Yes, well, that's true. That's true. It's all the new. I mean, even people have told me that, what you've just said, that they're afraid of being intimate. They're even afraid of being intimate emotionally. They're afraid of getting hurt again. That's even above the intimacy, you know, in the bedroom. They're afraid of giving their heart away. They might have trust issues. Somebody might have cheated, or, you know, they're brokenhearted after their ex, be it if it's a divorce or they've passed away. They're afraid of getting hurt more than anything.
So, I mean, there's just no way around the need to take a few risks early on, I guess, is there?
You really, to be honest, and I don't know whether you'll agree with this, Kieran, but in anything in life, you have to take a bit of a risk. Mm. You have to put yourself out there. You know, what was that in Shawshank Redemption? Get busy dying or get busy living. You know, calculated risk. I'm not saying you put your heart on the line for everybody. You know, that's what I teach in my courses. You know, you only invest what the other person invests. You give trust in increments. There's a way to protect yourself and still win. So you just, you know, take baby steps, but know that 99% of the population are great people. And they're looking for that same thing too, to love and be loved. And it's a great world out there. And it's exciting. You know, if you've the right thinking that it's exciting, you're going to meet all these great people, even if they aren't right for you. And of course, you're going to have bad dates, but the good outweighs the bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's such a positive to have that great person in your life. They add so much to it.
Is there a period of time during which you say, hold your horses, kind of don't go out and do it yet? Like somebody comes in and meets you and they say, oh, well, I've only just finalised the divorce. The ink is not dry on the divorce yet, but I want to get back out there. Or is it each to their own?
I would say that is each to their own. It's a personal choice, because some people are emotionally separated or, you know, or separated for years and the divorce has just come through. You know what I mean? Every situation can be different. So I would say that's a personal choice for the person, but listen to your instinct. The brain scientists have found a second brain in your gut now. This is science, and it has more neurological connections than your brain. So we were right all along to listen to our gut. Listen to what your instinct is saying. It is never wrong.
Frances Kelleher, life coach and dating expert. Frances, it's always a pleasure. So thanks a million for taking the time to chat to us. Mike and Claire's after getting in touch. There's no free apps. They say they're free and then they show you a few people in China and then you have to pay. I've tried all of them at this stage, I think. Mike, keep the chin up. Keep the chin up.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.